Pacific Ocean Whales Under Study in West Texas. Hello, everyone. I'm Scott Earlbeck, and this is Academicast, brought to you by Texas Tech University. Texas Tech whale researcher Dr. Celine Goddard-Cotting says she and others have found evidence of exposure to contaminants in Pacific Ocean-dwelling sperm whales. The biomarkers for the contaminants, including polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, or PAHs, and organic pollutants such as the pesticide DDT, were higher in whales near the Galapagos Islands Marine Reserve compared to whales located in waters around more industrialized regions. These findings were surprising to the researchers, but Dr. Cotting says they do not prove that the animals came in contact with man-made contamination or industrial waste, but rather exposure to a compound, either man-made or naturally produced.
We don't know for sure if those higher levels of the biomarker actually indicate higher levels of contaminants in those whales or in the food chain, but it tells us that we should pay attention and do further study to try to ascertain whether it's the case or not.
The study was published in Environmental Health Perspectives, a peer-reviewed journal. A Texas Tech researcher will receive an honorary fellowship from the world's largest textile and fiber association, Dr. Seshadri Ramkumar, manager of the Nonwovens and Advanced Materials Lab at Texas Tech's Institute of Environmental and Human Health, will be given the award by the Textile Association in India, January 28th. Since 1946, only 57 people have been honored with the fellowship. Dr. Ramkumar and his team have been recognized in developing the FiberTech cotton wipe, a decontamination wipe that's used by the military. The technology has also been used to absorb and clean up oil slicks along the Gulf Coast. We continue with our integrated scholar features. Dr. Anissa Zonkovic is one of those Texas Tech scholars that's honored for her work in teaching, research, and service. Provost Bob Smith has more with Dr. Zonkovic and the work she does in Texas Tech's College of Human Sciences.
Dr. Anissa Zonkovic is a bright star in the field of human development and family studies. She has been a leader in research, studying the challenges people face in balancing work and family life, especially when their jobs require considerable travel, something many professionals face today.
The major project I'm working on is my study of families in which one family member has a job that requires them to travel. So it's the Work Travel Family Project. It's funded by the National Institutes of Health. We try to sample according to the occupations that people hold, but we interview everyone in the family who's old enough to carry on a conversation with us. So anyone from 8 years of age up, we talk to spouses and the traveler and children. And so that's my current project. It's a really pretty major project, and it takes a lot of time commitment.
All professions require people to find balance in their lives among work, family, and other obligations, especially professions that require more time away from home. This makes Dr. Zonkovic's research important, as many professionals and families have to strive for and work at finding that balance.
I've studied flight attendants, nonprofit aid and adoption workers, and high-tech consultants. And before that, I studied commercial fishing families and long-haul truckers. So with this interest in having to be away from your family and how that relates to your everyday life and their life in your absence, and then how you reconnect and how does that actually happen. In a lot of ways, it's interesting because people in that situation can talk about what it's like to come together in a way that people that work 9 to 5 and see each other in the evening don't really talk about. They experience periodic being away and coming back, but it's hard for them to really focus on that. So it gives me kind of a window into how people connect and how they are independent.
In addition to teaching undergraduate courses about family interactions, Dr. Zonkovic works closely with her master's and doctoral students by mentoring them through research projects and teaching them in graduate theory courses.
In human development family studies, we use theories from the psychological traditions and the sociological traditions. And so what that means is we have to be really conversant with all of those fields and all of those activities. So I have taught family theory and also taught a doctoral level course on theories in both of those areas and how they can be integrated and how that relates to the methodology that we then use to study families.
Dr. Zvonkovic's service to her profession includes work on editorial boards and her work in establishing a new journal in family theory. She is also active in the National Institutes of Health, where she has served as a member of review panels of the National Council of Family Relations. As if that weren't enough, Dr. Zvonkovic is involved in the local community as well, serving the South Plains Food Bank, getting people involved in the political process through the West Texas Organizing Strategy, and working with the Women's Protective Services. Her expertise in human sciences helps her personally in finding balance in all that she does.
Because I do study work and family life, I am keenly interested in making sure that people have an appropriate balance and aren't all work, and also that they do share their family load and burden as well. I do think it's important to model for our graduate students who are going to be professionals and scholars that they can do that as well. I think graduate school can be tough, and also being an untenured faculty member can be tough, especially for people that don't have a family. So it's important to create a warm atmosphere where people feel they can thrive in those settings.
Congratulations to Dr. Zvonkovic and all of our integrated scholars for their achievements at Texas Tech and beyond. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Smith.
Thanks, Dr. Smith. Texas Tech is finding ways to help advance science and math education in many departments across campus. Texas Tech Education Professor Walter Smith recently traveled to China to learn about science education trends and how to design and implement more science training for children in grades K through 12. He attended the conference with the National Science Teachers Association. That association helps get more people talking about science and training future teachers, such as those right here at Texas Tech.
The NSTA has an initiative that's called the John Glenn Center. And the John Glenn Center has a number of purposes, one of which is to recruit more people to teaching. A second purpose is to improve the science teaching ability of those who we do have in the classroom. But a third part of that initiative is something called Science Matters. And in Science Matters, our hope is that around the metaphorical dining room table all across the country, when mom and dad say, "What did you do in school today?" that they'll be as likely to talk about what did they do in science as much as what did they do in reading and mathematics.
I'm Scott Erlbeck for Academicast.